go from there. This is your host, Trevante Jaramillo, and it is 7-Eleven, free Slurpee Day, people. Yeah, I know, nobody gives a shit. Kind of impromptu, but I'm very excited to have the one and the only Jizzy Jake Snyder, Axeman from Ancient Wind and all-around sexy beast, the higher power.
The higher power. Sing how.
Glad to have you back, man. I didn't know we were going to start off that way, but... you're the last remaining member to finally have their own podcast after Seattle. We want to kind of get your perspective of that whole thing. I don't know why this shut that goddamn home off. There it goes. Talk about that. We'll talk about, I don't know, some of the new music, some of the new projects. And then, I don't know. I'm sure you have some other weird stories. You mentioned something about, you live next to a heroin dealer.
Yep, maybe. Yep. Probably the only one that I could have fucking lived next to in Glenwood.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's start there. What do you mean by that? The only...
I just... When I was doing that shit back in the day, we had to go to Denver to fucking get it. Unless you wanted to get shit that you needed a turkey baster to get fucking high off of. But,
So are you saying that Valley heroin is weak sauce?
If you can even find it. I mean, I didn't know where to...
As far as I know, the only way you can buy it around here is from a cop.
Yeah. So, this guy's definitely not a fucking cop, but
okay. Well, you mentioned a few things before we started about, you know, some run-ins. Have people been trying to like get you to? Okay, not have. You said some people have been trying to like kind of get in the door with this shit. Like, what's going on? Just bad luck or what?
With my neighbors.
The neighbors, and then you said something about somebody at Chick's job or something like that.
Oh yeah, that's just the cops are trying to bring us into this whole deal. Like we're supposed to fucking help them bring this guy to justice or some shit. And I honestly
was it me?
Was it you?
Am I the guy to bring to justice?
No, it's our neighbor. It's our fucking neighbor.
Oh, they're trying to help you.
No,
they're trying to get you to help them.
Help
that get guy.
Them. Yeah.
What the fuck? Sorry, I know this is really like kind of broken up, but like him and I understand like the little, like if you live in this town, the little drug enforcement agency will do anything to get you to, you know, tell on somebody or help them out without any kind of actual police work or, you know, courage or balls.
Yeah, it's so that's pussy it's all shit.
Ugh. All right,
and then to think that they'd actually. I mean, just to look at me in the first place and think, like, oh, that guy will fucking go buy drugs for us.
You think that's what happened? They're profiling you?
If they're profiling me, they're doing a shitty job. Do I look like someone that's going to buy drugs for any other reason than to do them? Like,
oh.
I'm just saying, like, do I look like a fucking pussy narc?
No. You look like an absolute junkie.
Yeah.
So that's funny. Like, yeah, here's a marked $100 bill. Go buy it, and then they wouldn't see you ever again.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'd love to get rid of the neighbors, but I'm just not going to take that route.
That's fucking funny.
Because they fucking suck. They're trying to run a mechanic shop out of our little alleyway. So
oh,
a whole
shit.
Fucking alleyway. There's no room to even walk half the time.
Fuck. I heard that guy was pretty good. Is he good?
He sucks. He'll park your car at Wendy's for 2 weeks because there's no room. And he'll leave the fucking windows down and it'll be like raining in your car.
That's good to know.
And I seen his wife naked the other day because there's just that fucking out there. They got like up open door 24-hour policy.
No
walk
good?
Around with... No, hell no, hell no. Mary, she's fucking gnarly. Doesn't got any teeth.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
I like him with no teeth.
Nah,
sometimes.
She's fucking gross.
No? All right. This is really weird. I didn't know we were going to start out this way. I didn't know how this was going to go at all.
Like, yeah, no. It's,
to be honest, this is the first time you and I have really sat together and hung out at all since you've been back.
Yeah.
Let's talk, like I said, you're the last member to come and do his own solo show. Like, what... Let's do a little bit of, like, right before you left. Like, were you totally down to go?
Yeah, I was down to go, but it wasn't because I had anything against, you know, Colorado or staying. Like, right. I loved my job. I mean, it stressed me out sometimes, but... And I liked it here, and I never liked the idea of moving to a city to fucking begin with. But
why is that?
I just hate cities. I hate them. There's too many people.
Just, like,
fucking crowded. Get lost.
So it's not really like a, like, okay, it's well documented, but for new people, Jake was like the fourth person to ever come and do the show, episode number 6, and him and I kind of fleshed out, you know, some addiction and, you know, all that type of shit, alcoholism. So is it not, it has nothing to do with that stuff, like moving to a city and maybe falling into that shit, or...
I was bound to fall into it just because I was so fucking mad all the time. Like, I hated it. I hated our fucking neighborhood.
If you'd have stayed in Seattle, you would have fell back into what?
I can't say I would have, but...
You were feeling it, kind of?
Yeah, fucking, I mean, sorry. I was fucking...
Absolutely fucking
I was
bananas.
Fucking done by the time we left.
Well, okay, like, talk about what happened when you guys were there. Like, okay, I don't remember who said what, but it was mostly like, you know... You guys were too close, you know, being all in the same house and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was also, like, a separation issue because you and Chick had, like, you know, your own part of the house where you guys were kind of holed up. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then no jobs, no money, no friends, like...
No, and, like, it was just, we moved there, it was gay, the black people fucking just hassled us and tried to fucking kick our asses every day. And
Did you have confrontations too?
Every fucking day. If I left the house, some black motherfucker would come at me fucking screaming about shit. And it's like, you know, we all went out there trying to, like, be positive about it. Like,
well, because you knew it was going to be rough and, like...
Well, we got suckered into living into a fucking ghetto.
Yeah, you did. Rob talked about that. Like, basically, you guys were sold, like... Like the real estate agent version, like the little poster. Like, this is, in reality, you guys were moving to the fucking Gaza Strip.
Oh yeah, it was bullshit. And the fucking Seattle just is covering that shit up. They put millions of fucking dollars into that part of the city, and to make it look so pretty, they got like the prettiest cityscape. Park right across the street from our house. Some bitch got raped there at fucking noon during the middle of the daytime, like. Jesus. They're just trying to cover up the shit that fucking neighborhood really is.
Yeah, that whole thing was like a real scary, like, to me it's just scary. Like, I've never wanted to go to the city because, like, well, for one, like, I'm a piece of shit in this town.
Yeah.
If there was, like, readily available, like, whores and, you know, drugs and, like, and then two, like, I would really have to, like, temper my attitude and the way I do things, because I don't think in a city it would really fly without, you know, problems and maybe rape, you know?
You get raped, it's easy. But no, I liked Seattle. Like, to be honest with you, like, if I made it to the light rail station without any confrontations and I caught a light rail downtown, like, I always enjoyed myself and I learned how to get around downtown, found some shit I liked down there just to fucking do because I didn't have a job, like...
What'd you find?
I'd wander around. There's a fucking really cool coffee place I'd go to that had, like, Satan pictures all over the place and, like, all this ancient artwork and, like, real good iced coffee. So I'd fucking check that shit out.
Let's talk about that. Like, you were the only one that had any kind of money to speak of. Like,
yeah.
There was, like, an inheritance or something like that?
It was, it was something that my dad's boss over the years fucking gave to me go to college. But right. That was never going to happen, so...
Yeah, that didn't pan out. So you were, like, the only one that, like, even when there was off time and, like, you know, no practice, no gigs, like, you had money to actually go kind of check some shit out.
To check it out, I guess, yeah.
It's not like you were, like, you know, making it rain or anything like that. You were just...
No. I did the tourist shit in, like, 1 week, and then just kind of stuck in fucking Seattle.
It's such a weird story. Like, I mean, I honestly was, like, super excited about being able to, like, plan a trip to come see you guys.
Yeah.
You know? And as soon as, like, you know, you guys were back and all the story fleshes out, it's just like, ugh.
It sucked, I'm really glad, you know? It fucking sucked.
But what did you think about, like, the actual gigs, like, when you got to play out there?
They fucking sucked. It was a bunch of sceney fucking pussies, like, just like you'd find in any city, the people that go to shows. I mean, I'm not a fan of our fans. Like, I'll be straight up with you. Like, some of them, like, that we're friends with, that's cool. But I'd see a lot of just trendy fucking little cocksuckers coming to our shows everywhere we play, especially in cities. And, you know, I don't appreciate them coming. Like, I would just prefer they didn't fucking show up, honestly. Because I hate those fucking kids, man.
Yeah, okay, hang on a second.
Not all of our fans, but...
I'm not even going to, like, try to address, like... Like, you're just super fired up right now. Like, what's going on?
I get... it's been happening lately, man. It's been getting me into trouble.
What the fuck? What? It's been happening. There must be something, like, just kind of sitting there, like, you know, a little spark emanates and, like, starts... Like, you've been blinking incessantly since you've been here.
Yeah.
Do you need some eye drops or something?
I've been getting fired up. I got corn fiber in my eye from fucking corn blasting today.
I love the way that sounds when nobody knows what it is. I didn't know what it was 10 minutes ago, yeah. But just I got corn fiber, man. Corn blasting.
Corn fiber's in my eye. Just look it up.
What's going on? Why are you so mad?
I don't know, man. I'm not that mad all the time, but I just fucking...
Come on, man.
Just another day. Like, shit's getting better for me.
Well, why has it been bad?
Yeah, I just get too worked up. I get too in my own fucking head to you know, get out sometimes. And I think about shit to the point where I just get so fucking mad.
Yeah, I do that. No. What?
Just everything, man. I think about
one.
I think about stupid shit.
Give me a stupid one.
It's not even that fucking stupid, because it's kind of how I feel. Like,
all right.
Like, I could, you know, I could go out and just fuck shit up, and it doesn't even really matter, you know? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I want to go fuck some shit up. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's like...
I could go to college and be fucking filthy, like some fucking cunt, some fucking college motherfucking cunt, and then I'll go and die just like I would if I went down to fucking Walmart and took a bat off the shelf and just
beat an old lady to death.
I get the urge, dude. I get the urge.
Fuck?
Old ladies sometimes. Not. I love my grandma more than anybody in the whole world. So it's not like a...
Jesus Christ.
I just need to get my head on a little straighter,
well,
I think.
No, okay. I know that... Okay, I'm no moral compass. I'm no fucking guy to look up to for you.
Yeah.
But you saying that, like, I'm your friend, right?
Yeah.
You saying that stuff is like, tell me one and maybe we can fucking dig and, you know, get somewhere. Nice. I didn't know what we were going to talk about when you came over here. Now you're yelling about beating an old lady with a bat at Walmart. Maybe we should dig into fucking some anger issues and anxiety shit.
Anger, I don't know what it is. I wish I could, like, pinpoint it. I wish I could pinpoint it, but I don't. It's like,
well, no, okay,
it's my whole life.
Okay, if you can't, like, I know you mentioned this on the first time you were here about, like, you know, just you're an angry dude, hate stuff. Like, but, like, explain one, like, ridiculous one, like, maybe today or yesterday, like, it was just one tiny thing, and it just you just set off and like.
Well, I mean, as for shit that sets me off, like, for the last 8 years, every time I get on a RAFTA bus, I want to punch all the old Mexican ladies in the back of the head, and I can't help it. But it's like, and it's not even a race thing. It's not like I just got. I'm just digging a hole with this fucking podcast.
No, no.
People are already saying mean shit about me on the internet.
Now, okay, I'll say this about you. At least you have the balls to, like, you know, say something like that. I'm not saying that you're right or, like...
No, it's not like I'm ever going to do it. It's just an urge that I can't control. But it's not like I've got to, like, back up.
Well, okay, you said old Mexican ladies. Is it, like a vulnerability issue or, like... What, like... Is it just the... You said it's not race, so I'm not going to go, what, just because they're Mexican? Like,
it's just because they're in my way.
You know what? you fucking asshole. Let me see this. Because of you.
Yeah.
6 months of this shit.
Yeah, it's okay? Good shit.
And I haven't had it in probably almost 6 months, actually.
No shit.
So it was like last summer till Christmas. I'm gonna have one. Fuck it. Do you mind?
I don't mind, man. It's good stuff.
Well, what about it? Like,
that's just like an example. All
right. Well, give me another one.
I can't dig too deep into any of this shit because it's like I don't know. Like,
no, digging is how you maybe come up with some kind of answer. You know what I mean?
It's because.
Oh my God! Yes.
It's good shit. That's Copenhagen straight. It's good shit.
You ever try the fucking copper label one, the orange label?
Mm-mm.
Southern style or whatever.
It's Copenhagen.
Holy fuck.
Good stuff.
That's the one that really got me knocked into it because I was like it took like half of what you'd normally do with like a wintergreen or whatever, and I'd just be like I was drunk. It was awesome. Anyway.
I don't want it to sound like I'm not happy, though, because really I am. I'm so happy to be back and see all the people that I see every day, even the people that I didn't want to see.
Like, get like this, like, you're in bad shape. Like, that's not what I'm saying. You got super fired up. Like, you were yelling a minute ago.
Yeah. I just get passionate, TJ. That's all it is, man. All
right.
It's not anger. It's just I'm passionate, like all right, preacher. And that's probably my fucking problem, is Father God busy. And Jesus. That's why I'm so pissed all the time.
I don't know what that means.
It means that I think about that shit so much that it makes me crazy.
Religion?
Yep.
Well, let's get into it. Like, what? Because you know me, I was raised religious.
Yeah.
I understand that, well, especially now, I can understand why, you know, somebody that heads a household would never answer the door for a witness. Or why they might even be, like, completely, you know, thrown into a tailspin by somebody coming to their house with a Bible. I understand all that now. When I was a kid, when I was being raised in it, I'm like, why is everybody so mad? You know, like, well, it's just because you don't know how, like, the older you get, if you're raised religious and you're really sheltered, you may never kind of, you might stay, like, kind of tunnel vision and sheltered, and you might be okay. But as soon as you learn about anything else on the outside of it, it gets really like, well, wait a minute, like,
what the fuck am I doing?
That person just asked a really good question about like why I might believe about that, and I can't, you know, concretely answer. You know what I mean? Like, you start, you know, just realizing why people think it's bullshit.
It's not even people though. That I, you know, if you're gonna believe in something reasonably, like, and not have to fucking bring it up in my face. Cause like no, I give Jehovah's a hell of a time. They don't want to stop by my house, cause they'll never will come back. But
I don't. That's fine. I mean,
you can come by my house.
But I'm not gonna bring magazines.
Don't bring magazines.
No. That's funny. This fucking Rob, cocksucker.
O'Leary.
Hello.
Hola.
Oh, hey!
Your mom is Sway.
Oh, how's it going over here?
See?
Is this Juan?
I need yub.
How did you know we were talking about Mexicans and possibly being racist?
Yeah, I'm digging a hole over here, Rob.
Jake, you cannot dig a hole any deeper than the one I've dug on this podcast.
Good.
Like, well, I think I have the lowest rated shows out of everything because it's just like, nigger, and then everything goes to shit.
I'm trying to keep my language appropriate, actually.
You can say whatever you want. Like,
I'm turning over a new leaf.
I've only bleeped out the N-word once because I said it and there was it wasn't funny. There was no value to it, so I had to bleep it out.
I'm glad you're bleeping out of context and bombs.
I feel like I should in that case, but let me set this up for Rob. There's no live aspect to this show, which I was explaining to Jake, and so a call in is very bizarre. But we're trying to delve into why the Jizz Man is so angry all the time.
It's not all the time. I just get fired up.
No, not all the time, but like there's little things like an old lady at Walmart standing in front of the Easton bat rack that gives him ideas. Any thoughts?
Jake's angry like I'm angry. It's like just because we hate everything doesn't mean we hate everything, you know? It's like
we don't.
We just,
hang on, I'm going to nod out over here for a second.
Let's hear it, Dr. Phil.
Jake is a very nice guy. Jake is a very nice guy.
I am a nice guy. Thank you.
He's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart.
I just get a little fired up.
I'm right there with you. You know, that's why we get along so well, you know? Because these goddamn motherfucking... I'm sorry. I was about to say something bad.
Ungrateful food stamping Mohammeds.
Need to pay your Netflix bills while your kids are running around your knees.
Tell about that. When you were in Seattle, you were having some issues with the food stamp office.
Oh, yeah. So we decided to get on food stamps in Seattle just because that's what everybody else was doing. And I so didn't need it. I had like 20 grand in my bank account.
Jesus.
I'm like, let's get food stamps. And that was the most frustrating shit.
You got more food stamps than all the rest of us.
Dude. I know. I looked like more shit apparently than everyone else because they gave me $200 a month. They just ended last month. But,
Wait a minute, you were out here and you were still collecting?
Still collecting.
Good for you.
Yeah, why the hell not, man? But welfare office is a fucking crazy place. Just the shit you see in those
places. Dude, that place was weird. I got treated like I was a criminal. It was weird.
And there's...
You sort of are a criminal. We've destroyed $1,000 cars. Whoa.
That's true.
Excuse me.
Allegedly. Okay. So, yeah... You told me one story a while back, like the Netflix thing. Tell that real quick.
Just the welfare office is fucking hell, and the people in it just suck so fucking bad. And like we're in there, and it sucks bad enough already just with everyone else in there, but this lady decided she had to be in there too. And she's screaming on her phone to her fucking husband, who's probably just sitting at home. And her kids are running around, digging through the trash, and fucking running around on the ground. And she's bitching it out because the welfare isn't going to let them fucking pay for Netflix anymore. They can't pay for Netflix with welfare money anymore.
See, this is why you have to be able to say nigger on a podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
How proud is Rob right now that I just said that?
Yeah.
My heart's glowing so much. I just actually wanted to call the hotline because I saw that Jake was there, and I wanted to let everybody know that I finally broke down and went to the doctor, and I do not have gout.
Good.
Ah, yeah, all right.
That's good news, buddy.
Fuck yeah. Well, what's the fucking problem then?
It seems to be a ripped tendon,
ooh,
perhaps.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Like partial tear or what?
It's going to take a long time to heal. It's called like runner's toe.
That seems weird. I'm just thinking about that Louis C.K. bit. Like, wait, what if I was an athlete? You're not an athlete.
Hey, didn't Bobby Hill had runner's toe in one of the episodes, I think. Didn't he?
I think he did.
He did.
He did, and Hank was all proud. Hank was proud because he thought Bobby was playing football. Right.
My boy's got runner's toe.
But he was really doing something else. What was he doing? He was like, dancing with a dog or some shit.
Ballet or some shit, yeah. That's funny.
Apparently, it's common for men of my size with toes of my length. You know, I got some long kind of monkey toes going on. You know, like the double knuckles.
Fingos?
You know,
do you have fingers?
I got the finger toes going.
Fingos, all right. Yuck.
Yeah.
Do you ever try to get Horace to suck them?
That was just the update.
I'm glad.
And that's pretty much it. I love you guys.
Well, hey man, thanks for the call in. Would you like to plug any shirts?
Do that. Where can you get our shirts, Rob?
Would I like to plug shirts?
Yeah. You know how that Ancient Wind Brothers at War?
If any of you faggots in the podcast universe want to buy a faggot Ancient Wind shirt,
Ancient Gay Wind.
www.ancientwind.bandcamp.com/merch and buy one of our faggot shirts because you're faggots. And then after that, jump on over to meatspin.com.
Very good. Maybe lemonparty.com. That's pretty good, too.
Penn Island.
Jesus. All right, buddy. I love you. Stay alive till tomorrow because we have more coming with these two. They're not going to know what we're talking about.
No.
Because this is going to go on after, but whatever.
Yeah.
You dick.
All right, man. Later.
Later, buddy.
Later.
Okay, so hate everything, but don't hate everything. And I understand I know, man, but like, is it more like for fun? Like, does it make you happy to feel like you want to cave a fucking old lady's head?
No, that doesn't make me happy. No, and I've been trying to. I'm like, Rob's gonna give me shit for this.
I can't even like see right now. Like, my this fucking shit is.
Whoa. What is?
Woo.
You can't see what?
The exact feeling I have. Wait, what? I don't know what that means.
What are they saying?
That's a tweet. The dip.
Is fucking, oh, it's good.
Gnarly. Oof.
Making you blind. It's not gnarly.
I can't see.
It's good shit. That's Copenhagen straight, folks.
Sponsor. So, like, do you function? Like, you said it's beginning. Yeah. I can't even talk. You said it's been getting you in trouble. Like, how's that?
It's not. I'm just fucking around. It gives me. I get a lot of weird looks. Depending on, you know, sometimes, like, if it's just me and Josh, I'll just say something and then be like, everyone in the building's looking at me. And it's like, maybe they're going to like what I'm saying.
What building are you in?
Safeway, for instance.
Okay. That's pretty slur friendly.
Like, it is. I'm not even slurring. Like, I saw something, and this is gonna like give everyone more reason to say I'm a Nazi or whatever. But I just get fired up and I just say shit, and it's like I don't necessarily even think it. I just think it's funny sometimes, and like, and it just comes out. And I was talking to Josh,
your brother, right?
My little brother.
Yeah.
Damn, I was talking to my little brother. And Martin Luther King was in the paper, and I just, you know, I just started going off for a second about how, like, you know, how he was maybe kind of a terrorist in his own way, and he kind of set time bombs off in all these cities, and shit just started exploding, and now the fucking shit's, like, you can't walk to the right rail station without someone whispering at you from a bush to fucking...
Jesus. You know what? Okay. Okay. I'm gonna follow you on this. Okay. Like, I wouldn't think that would be popular opinion.
No.
But you know, if you have like a working brain that isn't like completely racist or completely, you know, terrible. I can't believe I'm even gonna follow you on this, but this is what I'm gonna say. You could, in theory, say that. Well, okay. Let's just say. Let me preface with this.
All right. Preface.
If you have a call to action, you have a group of people that pay attention to you, and you are able to incite, not violence necessarily, right?
Yeah.
But incite just a, you know, an attitude or thought or whatever. one version of that would be terrorism.
I don't really think that. I don't really think he was a terrorist. Like, I was just, you know, I just try to make other people think that I think that. Like, I guess that's what it is sometimes.
You just sold me?
Yeah. Like, I was like, just trying to get Josh to think that, and then the next thing, you know, the woman at the Starbucks is looking at me, and I'm like, well, I wonder if she thinks that.
Just keep talking.
I'm trying to get better with it, because honestly, like, I, you know, there's ups and downs, and I do get a little better, and I'm not so negative all the time, and, you know,
what makes you negative, though?
I don't know, just, who the fuck knows? When I was in rehab, the fucking counselor, this was outpatient rehab, this was my mm-hmm. second outpatient rehab.
Episode 6, do your homework.
And, you know, she told me that I don't honestly buy the shit, but, like, people have brought it up to me since then, like my mom and shit, that she did tell me that it would be worth me going to see someone to see about a bipolar disorder. And like I said, I don't necessarily believe the shit, but then I had the psychotherapist that my mom made me go to when I was high on cocaine, so he wasn't going to prescribe me anything, but he said that, you know, it was definitely a possibility. I needed to come back a month later and prove that I'd been sober for a month.
And before he talked to you.
And he wanted to talk to me more about that. And I had this sponsor. This is when I was in AA. I had this sponsor be like, oh, you don't need that shit. You don't need that shit. You just need to pray more.
And that pissed you off, right?
Oh, it pissed me off. Like, it was because, you know, AA pushed me out of AA. And, like, I'll go every once in a while just to, like, sit there and, like, you know, see some familiar faces. It's like, there's some good people that go there and shit. And, like, it is helpful to, you know, hear what's going on and see other people's perspective of shit. But the whole God thing fucking kills me. Like, and they tell me that I could make a God anything, and that pisses me off. It's like, it all.
Well, so then what value is God if you can make
make him anything?
Yeah.
My sponsor said I couldn't make Satan God, though.
That's kind of a contradiction, right?
Pissed me off. He said,
why would you want to make Satan God?
Why not?
Just to be a dick, or what? Like, just to see what they would say, or what?
Because I'm fascinated by the idea of Satan. And I'm pissed off by the idea of Christianity, I guess. Or just any religion. I think it's all stupid. I think Satan's kind of stupid, too. Like, the people that fucking, like, are in fear of him or whatever. But the idea of it, like, I really, you know, dig the idea of it. And I dig that so many people are fucking horrified of him or it or hell. And
okay, well, let me say this to you. I talked to, I don't know if you've met him or not, but this is going to be a weird thing to say, but actually a good friend of mine, Lucifer Divinitas, okay?
Okay.
Now, his name, we talked about this in his pod, or the Ravenous podcast. That's not his given name. He changed it on purpose, you know? And not necessarily to be, you know, pro-Satan, pro-devil, any of that kind of stuff. It was more kind of like a fuck you to religion and all that kind of stuff, because he was raised in a Protestant home, I think? Or maybe Baptist, I forget what he said.
Baptist, scary shit.
And what I found fascinating about him is that he, instead of like just like shunning that when he got old enough, like he did like a complete 180, and he like immersed himself in like the occult,
yeah,
and all that type of stuff. And I mean, what I liked about this, and I might be paraphrasing, I might even be wrong about when I'm saying this, but he even went over there, like on that side of everything, and was like, well, this is all bullshit too. This is the same as that.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite of, you know what I mean? Like, but it's the same, like, there's still rules, there's still things that they want you to, like, do. Yeah. You know, like,
usually someone's probably getting a little fucking kickback on it or something.
I think there's a lot of money in fucking Satanism.
The book sells.
No argument there. Well, so what is it? Like, you just have, like, a problem with authority in general, right? I mean,
I just, you know, I think that life is so fucking pointless that to
Jesus Christ.
No, for real. To, like, worship anything other than yourself or and, like, it is I do think caring about shit. I do care about shit. I cared about all the animals that care for a lot of years, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, all the girls up there, I'm fucking love them all. Love a lot of people down here. My little brother, fucking, you know, there's shit I care about. Yeah. I just think, you know, to care about anything more than yourself is just fucking stupid. That sounds pretty selfish, huh?
what?
Who's that?
Rebecca's commenting on Farrah being on my show.
She's in rehab now, huh?
It'd be super late. She got kicked out for disorderly conduct, which is, I like that. I'm sure her publicist put her up to that.
I've never even seen a picture of her.
I'll show you. I have a good one. I think her awful publicist, Gina Rodriguez, who I was not going to light up, but I'm going to mention I was rudely blown off by. I was going to make her look awesome for being a vulture. I have a feeling that she's like, you know what you should do? You should totally like punch one of the orderlies in the balls and just see how that goes, you know? Hit the doctor in the face. I don't disagree with you. I mean, like, it's funny because, like, you know, tomorrow's a year for the show. And not that you've seen me, like, completely, like, a depressed asshole. Like, maybe a little bit. But, I mean, for me right now, life is fucking awesome. And you know why? Because I barely pay attention to anybody else but me at this point.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to. It is really hard, even, like, you know, relationships and, you know, anything, like a job, like anything that you're putting your energy toward that's not for you is is really hard to like justify. Like it seems ludicrous a lot, you know. And I like I said, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but like you take it to like an extreme. Like how would you ever be like okay, I'm gonna say right now, like I'm happy right now.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been happy?
Oh yeah, I'm happy right now. I'm happy right now for sure.
With life.
With life. Shit. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I can't wait to listen back to this. Yeah. So we can come back around to this part. Well, so you're saying that like there's just always stuff that's gonna like kind of like cause a flash and then it'll go away.
Yeah, it's just a little flash. Like that's all it is. It's not like I'm out causing trouble or anything. I get a little worked up and you know, I think usually. You know, I get a kick out of it afterwards.
Like now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially like when I go off and say something on a podcast about how Martin Luther King's a fucking terrorist.
And you get me to agree, sort of.
Well, just like when I say something like that, and I'm like, man, it's just funny to me that I would even say something like that.
It is weird. You know what, though? That might kind of speak to being bipolar. Because it's almost like being drunk. Like okay, like the flash would be like your state of mind, like flipping, right? Like sort of being like blacked out when you're drunk. I understand, but like I'm saying, like you're just like happy and everything's cool, like during the day, and then you see, you know, some lady screaming about how welfare doesn't pay her Netflix anymore, and it fires you up and it changes your mindset to
it makes me want to kill.
Yeah, and then 10 minutes later you go back to the other thing. Maybe you are bipolar.
I just get my mind off it. I don't know if I'm bipolar.
Are you afraid to find out?
I'm not afraid, but I'm not unhappy enough now to fucking want to spend money on that shit to find out.
I don't think if you are bipolar, I don't think you have to necessarily address it unless it's like causing like super problems in your life.
No, nothing.
Well, how the fuck? Okay, how about this? How the fuck does somebody that like okay, if you're not bipolar, you're definitely a moody guy, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, I don't know how else you'd say it. Like, I don't like saying moody because that sounds like a girl thing, you know? Like,
yeah, no, it sounds pretty moody, bitch, like bitchy.
But, like, I mean, I don't know another, like, okay.
No, sometimes, yeah, like, sometimes.
How have you not, like, how has it not caused more problems? Like, you, okay, again, if you haven't done the homework, you're, what, 3 years sober now? 2 years?
2.5 years.
2.5 years, okay. And, like, so you're not allowing, like, substances to, you know, cause issues for you. But, like, this is kind of, like, this could be causing problems for you. Like, how the fuck doesn't it?
No, I mean.
Is it just because you hang out with assholes that, like, it, like we all just let it slide and it's fine?
Probably, yeah. You know, no, it's, like, it's all just in good fun, I guess. But, like, when it happens, it happens. Like, I can look at it and be, like, you know. I'm not ashamed of it or fucking it's just something that happens sometimes. I don't know how else to put it because I don't look at this shit.
So you've made friends.
I just live life, you know. Like I just am living, and this is how I'm doing it, and I don't look at it, so I have trouble like answering questions about it.
Oh, so you don't see it as like an issue. It's just part of you.
It's just, you know,
how it's been. That might also be like some sociopath stuff, but that's okay.
That's fine.
You're very lovable still. Like
I am.
You're a nice guy. Like you're exceedingly sweet for being kind of.
Like, I'm a good guy. Like I really am a good guy.
I'm not trying to paint you like you're not. I'm saying like, I mean. Wait a minute. What the fuck? Jesus. I'm not. Like I said, I'm not trying to like. Convince you that you're this awful dude or like you know we need to delve in like yeah. it is interesting to me because it is like okay let's just say like you're at work or whatever yeah. Or you're around a group of people and like somebody acts like really shitty like all the time and they have like no idea, there's like no introspection of like how they treat people, you know. I don't know if that's a word. Anyway, you know what I meant.
Yeah,
they don't look at themselves being like, am I affecting people, you know? And, like, you're not affecting people.
I'm not. No, this shit stays all bottled.
or in close circles.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just weird. Like, how hasn't it, like, how haven't you, like, blown up on the bus? And I'm like, yeah, you fucking.
Because even though I get these feelings and, like, ideas in my head, not, I never feel like I would ever act out on them. And I would honestly hate to ruin someone's day just because I have some crazy urge, you know?
All right.
Or, like, I mean, I was thinking about it yesterday on the bus. Like, I was thinking about how sad I'd probably be if I got up and started doing what I was thinking about doing. Like, I was thinking...
How sad you'd be?
Yeah, I'd be like, man, that would be awful
of me
to do that. Like, and I'd probably feel really bad. And, like, I don't know. I don't act out on any of this shit. I just think it...
It's so funny. Okay. So Seattle sucked.
Yeah, it fucking sucked.
You're a nice guy that has hateful thoughts and awful things pass through his head. I love you, personally. You're a good guy.
Thank you.
We've been going about 40 or so. I'm going to ask you the question that I've asked all the other band members.
Yep.
Desert Island. No, not Desert Island. Plane crash. Ancient Wind is a gigantic act. National, Euro tour, Japan tour, whatever you want to do. The plane goes down. Fucking... Rob survives, but his runner's toe takes him in the end. So you're the last guy to everybody dies. You're still alive. You're in a Ancient Wind cover band, or like you're the guy that, you know, makes Ancient Wind live on. Who, alive or dead, replaces your band members? Famous people.
See, I think if I wasn't playing in a band like Ancient Wind, it wouldn't sound anything like Ancient Wind. It's not really what I listen to, but if I was going to form a super group or some shit.
There you go. I like framing it awfully where everybody's dead. I could say, like, if you had a super group, like, forget this band. Like, let's say you split off and you did your own thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun to imagine everybody dead.
I don't know, man. I'd have Seth Putnam singing because he could do so much different.
Who's,
fucking vocal shit.
I think Dwayne said the same thing.
I doubt it. He's anal cunt, vaginal Jesus.
Yeah.
Angry hate. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I think he did say the same guy.
He can fucking do so much shit. Not now. Crazy noises. No, he's dead now. That's funny because when I got their last album before he died, it was called Fucking A, and it was their butt rock album.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of Seth Putnam on the back, butt naked with his girlfriend sucking his dick. And he had his butt rock hair, and he had his microphone wrapped around his arm, and he was shooting up.
Oh, Jesus.
And I said, right when I saw that, I'm like, he's going to be dead soon. Because he looks like shit in the picture. And and like he really did. He died like a week later. Yeah. He OD'd.
Okay. Jesus. Okay. They're well known. But like, why would somebody like that, like, did he know that the band was not going to go... like national and be like completely famous, and so he's like, here's my legacy. I die right now.
I don't think he meant to do it. He's done it before. The one time he did try to commit suicide, and he was in a coma for like 2 months.
What did he do? Do you know?
He took like 2 months worth of fucking Ambien or something at one time, and it's funny because he wrote a song called "Ha Ha, You're in a Coma" like way before he ever did that shit.
Yeah. So right, I'd probably pick Putnam him. Up front.
Seth Putnam.
You still on guitar?
Yeah. I'd be doing guitar. I'd probably put the dude from Macabre on bass. I don't know his name. And I'd probably tell him to tone it down a little bit. Because I don't know if I want to play in a band that like Macabre, but he could do anything that I wanted him to, I bet, so...
I don't know if I spelled it right, but let's see who this guy is. Sam Hain? No.
No. It's,
I don't know who I'm looking for here, so. Did I spell it right?
Yeah, just type in murder metal.
Alright.
Murder, yeah.
And here it is. acid bath vampire.
Yeah, these guys, everything they did was about serial killers. But they're crazy talented.
Members, Nefarious, Charles Leshevitz, yeah. Whatever.
He plays like some fucking crazy bass. It's like 12 string or something. I got a 12 string bass or some shit. Yeah, he's crazy good.
Sorry, I just have to see what this dude looks like. This guy? No, he sings for him?
That's their singer right there.
He's not the same guy?
Let's see. Right there, yeah. That might be a picture of him.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you mean tone it down?
Well, he's just so crazy. And they play a really abstract, weird mix of genre, like death metal. And, you know, that's not really anything that I've ever been super interested in going towards. Like, I listen to just more shit. Like, just noisy, fast, fucking...
I do see some of the YouTube videos you post, and I'm like, Jesus, like, what? you do really like some weird...
I do. Some of it, extreme just stuff, just know? Noise. Like, Mortville Records, man, Mortville Noise, I've followed them since I was a little kid, and I always buy their new stuff. And did you know last summer, like, when me and Rob went to the pool during the day... And we went down the slide together. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
We went down the slide together in the tube. And the next thing you know...
In the two-person tube?
The two-person tube.
They allowed that?
I was up front. Yeah.
That's scary. And, Jesus.
The next thing you know, man, we're halfway down. And I got however many pounds of ass riding on my head all the way down to the bottom of the fucking slide. And I had a real bad concussion for a long time.
Oh, man.
And that's all I wanted to listen to was just complete fucking... shit noise, like fucking feedback, static, just the vocals are there, but they're so muffled and shitty that you can't even. I wish I could show you something. Well,
do you know something?
Yeah,
tell me
again. Just go to,
what'd you say,
go to YouTube. Mortville? Mortville Noise is on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook, and there's no E on that.
All but right,
Blogspot, that'll be it. Oh, there is an E. Yeah. Not a very good speller.
Well, this is, hang on. No, what? No. No.
You
sorry,
gotta,
people.
You gotta go to his fucking Bandcamp page, I think.
Hang on a second. Fuck. Yeah.
Bandcamp.
Okay. HQ. Here we go.
And this is a record company. So let's see if he's got Bear Trap. Go to Bear Trap. This is one of my favorite noise albums. This is a noisecore album. It's so stupid, and this isn't what I was listening to when I had a concussion. But
do you see it?
They're all funny. The intros are what make it so.
Let's
fucking
go,
great.
Fried Sausage Company Lawyer. Let's do that.
Fried Sausage Company Lawyer.
About to get fucking real. The best thing I can compare it to, I guess.
Wait, okay. Melted robot brains.
Yeah, you gotta do, there's a bean in the car next to me. I love the intro to that shit.
Okay.
It's the top one. See, and this shit's way too musical to compare to what I was listening to. Like, when
I feel like
had a
I should
concussion.
Be in that band.
I fucking love it. I love it. Me and Laz and my new buddy Brian, we're planning on recording some noise core and some noise shit any day now.
Oh, it's a side project happening right now.
Side project, yeah. Right on.
Are you a country guy or not really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
How about this? Let's do one last question. If you did a super group, but it was all country guys.
Okay. Well, probably Hank Williams as a singer.
Hank Classic?
Yep. Right. And I think we'd put Scott H. Byram on guitar.
Gotta help me out.
Scott H. Byram. He's solo.
Alright, I'm an asshole. I don't know who he is.
He's fucking badass, man. He's new. He's a newer guy. He's out on tour right now. We're planning on seeing him. I think later this month in Denver, he's coming to Denver.
Oh, right on.
But he's a fucking picker, man. And he's taught me a lot just learning some of his songs, you know, about being a better acoustic, you know, country player.
Right. That's cool, man.
Yeah. And as far as any slide or anything, I couldn't name you anybody in particular. Oh, okay. Hank 3 already has every super band because he's Hank 3.
Yeah, true.
But probably the slide player for Hank 3 is fucking whoever it is at the time is always like the best guy out there. So,
you know what? I need to get into those guys or into. I've tried to like really get into it, like, but I'm never in the mood. I'm always like in a metal mood, yeah. And I'm like Hank 3, and it's never like what I'm after right then. I need to like wait till I'm like not into anything and then just go into that stuff. So.
You gotta listen to his good shit, though. Leave Ask Jack out of it.
All right, I'll have to ask you a little bit off mic to see what I can find. So, do you know about the gigs coming up?
I have no idea. I know we got one in Denver and we got one in Junction.
Let's see what we got here. The Denver gig, I think, is at. Let's see, July. Bluff. Fuck. You know what? It's gonna take me too long to sift through all this, and we've already had too much dead air trying to look at fucking Mortville noise. Hey man, I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, man.
We'll hang out a little bit after this. Go from there. Podbean.com. Go from there on Stitcher and iTunes. Also Audio Boo. Get the free app. Listen to the shows that I post on that channel. They're not all the same shows. They're exclusive ones ish. It's gonna be more exclusive when I get more famous, hopefully. And then if you have the app, fucking record a comment. If we suck or if you agree with Martin Luther King being a terrorist, then you know, send me a little sound clip and we'll play it.
Send it to TJ.
Man, I appreciate you coming.
For sure, man.
All right.